Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Prove a lot to you this season. I do.
Like what?
Like
he's gonna be an NFL first round pick or something? Well, like hope is
good. We don't have to beat around the bush here. We can call it what it is. You want to be proven to that Seth is not a quarterback made by Calvin Austin. You want to see him do it with a new batch of receivers and that he's able to make the downfield throw. And he's going to.
Yeah, I just think
he's going to show you that.
For having a very honest conversation, Seth has limitations. There's a ceiling on him on what he is. To me, he's souped up Brady White, just in the sense, you know, can be a little bit more mobile. But going to be a smart guy, and I hate to go there, but game manager's what he is. That's sort of not the big arm, not the super mobility that separates other guys like a Lamar, just sort of in the middle, and he can get it done for you. But you know, I'm always looking for the superstar and the home run hitter. So that's where I'm at, John. So yes, that's why I would take Arch over Seth Hennigan. These jokes.
It's not a joke. It's actually a discussion, but. You know, we'll just have to wait until give me till middle October, and you'll see. I mean, you'll see. And I'm looking forward to that.
You know, we're going to take a lot of pressure off him with this rejuvenated run game. You know, that's the plan. Quite frankly, is not to go out there and tell Seth to go air it out.
Yeah.
It's to finally get this run game rebuilt and run teams over. That should be the plan over Memphis.
So
don't put it on Seth, man.
Duckworth,
go out there,
right?
Go throw for 300 some yards.
Is Brandon
Ducker.
Thomas still on the roster?
Brandon's there. They got Ducker. Like. If that line's
Ducker,
right, yes, Jay Ducker, bro.
I said Duckworth.
You said Duckworth. Again, new guy transferred.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Give me a little grace here.
They're going to have that run game hopefully settled in. Back to the kind of explosiveness in the run game that they had with Henderson and those other, you know.
Absolutely.
Gainwell. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's do that. All right, well, we'll come back. We're going to get back to the NBA draft. We have some other things that we wanted to knock out. Jalen Duren, of course. Where is he going to end up? His range feels pretty capped. Right? Like, everywhere I've seen, he's been between 9 and 11. It's a pretty tight range for him.
We've not fallen out of the lottery.
Most people don't expect him to get past San Antonio. We'll see, though. They you know, are they going to go get John Collins? Like, how would that, you know, impact any kind of trade they would make there or decision they would make? So we'll get to that and more on the other side. Also update you on the Jabari Smith market. More wild-ass movement, folks. I mean, this is, and granted, like, I don't look at this as much during the NFL draft because I'm not as interested in it, but I don't think the volatility is quite like this. I think the NFL markets get set, and, like, they're pretty much, you know, they are what they
are. Yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
There's some volatility going on, even as I speak right now. So we'll get into that and update you on what the markets think about Jabari Smith going number one or Paolo Banchero going number one when we come back. Jason and John.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
The question of the day hanging over the show is, of course, who will the Grizzlies wind up with tonight? But it's also, will I end the night as a wealthy man? That's sort of the cloud, the pall, the question of the day hanging over the show. This morning I did put in a bet. I did place a bet sharply before the markets were taken off that Jabari Smith would be the number one pick in the draft, right? We were talking about that earlier. And it was funny, as we were talking to Ryan McDonough, as we were talking about Arch Manning, that got all the way up to your book, FanDuel, Jabari minus 135, okay? So
It was like at minus 10,000.
It was minus 10,000 at 8 o'clock this morning. And it had been bought down all the way to minus 135.
Crazy, man.
It is now back up to minus 420, where, again, I assume it will settle.
Oh, you should be feeling better.
I feel better, but, you know, it's a weird market. Now, we had some other over-unders related to the NBA draft. I don't know if you still have those pulled up, Brad. But
I have them right here.
We did want to hit them because some of them involve Memphis Tigers. So what do we got here, Brad?
Well, I went back to the staff, and we have three remaining on the board here. The line on draft slot where the Grizzlies make their first selection from the club back here. 21.5 is what they've put down. So basically higher than their 22 pick, over under.
Over under. You believe they're going to move up?
Yeah, so the answer would be under. It would be before 21.5 because everybody we talked to, and we'll talk to Yoda here in just a little bit, but everybody we talked to believes that they are, and again, you heard Ryan McDonough basically echo what we've been saying about the roster spots. You only have so many, and, you know, you want to leave yourself some flexibility. You know, you don't want to have those tied up with rookies. You just don't.
And his history of always moving up.
Zach Kline.
With every pick. John Morant doesn't count.
Right.
With every pick, he's looked to move up. So the hope is that you find a willing partner to do it with, and Zach Kline has been good about finding that partner. That's the hope there. You go under because you're going to be drafting higher than 22.
Okay. Draft slot where Jalen Duren goes, 10.5.
Over. Under.
Now, this moved. Saw where Gavoni had him 9 earlier this week, and as of his most recent, I guess this last one for Gavoni has got, if I'm not mistaken, Jalen Duren at number 11 now. And so 10.5
is
the number?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he came to Memphis, he was a projected lottery pick, no?
Well, he's still
a lottery pick. And he's going to remain that.
Yeah. So he's going to be in the top 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be 100%
in the top 14.
Not falling out of the lottery. Okay. I'd be shocked if
That's a good place to start, right?
Yeah. Let's call it what it is. He was a top five pick when he got to the University of Memphis. It wasn't just a lottery pick. He was
a
top five.
This is a little bit
pick.
Of a slide for him.
It is. Now, the people that you talk to about this will tell you that it's not through any fault of Jalen Duren's own that he is sliding.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply a matter of the position.
11 would be the Knicks.
And he can't shoot.
He would be the, you know, do you, you know, I guess, do you want to count? Chet Holmgren's not a five. Is he a five?
No.
So, he
Stretch four-ish.
Jalen Duren would be the first center off the board, correct?
Yes.
The other one would be Mark Williams.
Some boards have, he's the only person listed as a straight-up C on their board.
Right, that's the problem. The problem with Jalen Duren is there are questions about him defensively in a pick-and-roll. I've heard that, and then I've heard, you know, the offensive, like, the people like his passing ability, but, like, he did not show us a great deal in terms of stepping out and shooting. He had a couple shots on the baseline that he hit, but, like, it wasn't consistent. It wasn't run for him. So I think those are the questions that you have. And then it just really comes down to your belief in the future of that position anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jaren, nobody would have predicted in a million years. And he might not be a center, right? Like, he's probably not a center.
Jaren is not a center. I'm going to tell you that right now.
But, like,
and it's not changing.
Like, you're not spending top 10 picks on guys like Steven Adams, you know? Like, that's just not what you're doing in today's day and age. So,
Why can't he be Robert Williams? Why can't Jalen Duren get better in pick and roll defense and be an active shot changer who, with a Jaren, doesn't have to necessarily be the big that you know can step outside regularly and knock down shot. Not telling you can't. You're going to need to be able to extend 15 footer, whatever it is, 20 footer. But Robert Williams isn't known for his shooting either, and I don't know why Jalen can't be that. And again, I'm not saying Grizzlies need to go out and get him, make this the priority. No. But could I see that as a fit next to a Jaren? Absolutely. And could I see Jalen Duren eventually fill in? Remember, he reclassified. Like, Jalen Duren's young. There's a lot there to work with, particularly with the athleticism. The thing I would question, to go back, sort of play devil's advocate here, is the motor. It's the motor.
Right.
And if you're going to be Time Lord 2.0, it's got to always be on. You know, you'd have more questions about that with Duren than you would necessarily with the Williams kid out of Duke, you know, Mark Williams.
What is his real size? Like, where is he at? Because that's been a topic of conversation as well, Jason and John.
Duren?
Mm-hmm.
6'10", 250, 7'5", wingspan.
He's not a seven-footer.
No, but he was never that. I mean, he was never a seven-footer.
But that seems undersized if you're going to be a true five.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, you know? Although, I don't worry about him as much physically. Like, he's a friggin'...
Mark's bigger. The kid from Duke's bigger. He's 7'1".
Yep. Yep.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You know, if inches is your thing, but so his athleticism.
Right. Like, Robert Williams, though, to me, seems monstrous compared to Jalen Duren.
Is Robert Williams a footer?
Is he a seven-footer?
I don't know, but it feels watching him that he's just
he
so
plays
large.
Huge.
He just looks.
But in large part due to his athleticism.
Robert Williams.
Yeah. But he's going to be somewhere around there. I don't know how much of a difference the two inches mean that they make.
No, they've got him at 6'9". Robert Williams is 6'9", 6'10".
Jalen Duren's
that's a good comp. Yeah.
I mean, if he could be that, right?
It's the motor issue, though.
Yeah.
Jalen Duren's question's always been motor.
Robert Williams' motor never stops.
You don't miss.
He's ridiculous.
You don't miss Robert Williams ever. If he's on the floor, you see him always. Jalen Duren, you can miss at times. Mm-hmm. And again, I would tell you, Mark Williams is more of the active body that never stops moving closer right now. Could Jalen Duren be that, though, like we talked about? Because, again, you're talking about a kid who's young, reclassified, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the possibility's there. I would feel better about it right now with Williams.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to need that beside Jaren or somebody like that. That is not
rebounder.
Changing.
The question is just, who do you is he the one? Are you trading up to get Jalen Duren, right? Or Mark Williams or whoever, right? Is now the time to do that? And I could, you know, it's interesting. Like, I like Mark Williams a lot. I do. I think Mark Williams can be, you know, a Robert Williams type. I don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, some people would be. They will swear by.
Here's Gavoni on Mark Williams. What we talking about? He's an absolute game changer on both ends of the floor with a combination of size 7'1", the wingspan 7'8", nonstop energy.
Mm.
That's Robert Williams.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I question about Duren. So again, if I'm in a position where, you know, I could get Mark Williams at 15 because I've moved up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd take a serious look at it. Again, it depends on how you feel about the other wings at that spot. McDonough mentioned Williams. We've talked about Agbaji. You know, yeah. Depends on how strongly you feel about those guys.
Okay, Jason, draft slot where Josh Minot goes. The line, 39.5.
Over. Under.
I'm going to go under. I think somebody takes a shot on him before 40.
He's moved slightly down to 41, just one spot.
Yeah, I think
on
somebody.
On Gavone's final draft.
I think somebody's going to take a shot on him. And
yeah,
it, it would
probably
not,
smart to bet.
It would not shock me if he snuck into the back half of the first round.
First round, you keep talking about that.
Like, he's just like, he's the kind of guy that would, you know?
Yeah, sure. Like, the athleticism.
You start getting into a bunch
maybe
of.
Maybe honest body.
You know, dice rolls anyway, right? That's all you're doing in the back half of the first round is you're just rolling the dice. Why not roll the dice on a kid like that? I would, you know, if I'm a contending team that doesn't have like an immediate need for somebody, right, and I'm picking at 28, 29, 30, and I don't have a second rounder, I'm looking long and hard at a guy like Josh Minot. If I have a good culture, if, you know, I don't necessarily need his service, I can stash him in my G League affiliate for 2-3 years and then, you know, hoping he'll, you know, blossom and you know, materialize, right, and marinate. I think that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going under on Josh. I think he's just that quintessential tools guy that some NBA – all it takes is one, right? Some NBA GM just falls in love with. So I'm going to go under.
I'll go under, too, just because we're rooting for the kid. And listen, I'm rooting for Lester Quinones, too. It just doesn't look very much like – I haven't seen any mock draft that's got him moving up into the second round. And so
that
hopefully
– that was always going to be a two-way prayer. I mean –
do you think he'll get a two-way even in that level?
I think it's a tough freaking thing to get.
Dudes in the second round are going to be getting two-ways is my point. We're talking about, 60 of them?
Right. So I don't understand why he left. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that, John.
Well, because he was clearly told that, you know, he was going to get a two-way or potentially draft in the second round. That's his agents were clearly telling him that. And it's going to be – look, there's
– you better
lots,
get it done if you're a damn agent. That's all I got to
there's
say.
There's lots of different ways to make it in the NBA, right? Everybody's path is different. And there are guys who have, you know, gone that route, not gotten drafted, who have been successful. But it's very, very, very hard. And it's not glamorous. And it's going to take a lot of sacrifices. His year at Memphis would have been a lot more fun for him than this one will be. I mean, it's just true. Like, he's not going to be flying private or charter. He's going to be taking buses. He's going to be playing in small-ass towns. He's going to be grinding for a living. And there's no promise that he gets a two-way. You hope he does, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people trying to help him out to get that. But, dude, these are harder and harder to get, right? These two-ways are harder and harder to get, and there are so many damn good players around the league on two-way contracts, you know? Like, Javonte Smart's on a two-way contract for Miami, for the Heat, and he's like a, you know, he got to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight with LSU, was like a, you know, 17-point-a-night guy at LSU. Like, it's just, it's tough. It's tougher and tougher. So I wish him the best, and I wish him well. I don't think he's going to be in a very good mood tonight, though, unfortunately. So.
Next story.
Portland Trailblazers getting Jeremy Grant. He's a name we've talked about around him for years.
Yeah.
But again, at 28 years old, a little bit different in terms of the timelines. They acquired him from the Detroit Pistons for a protected 2025 first round pick. There's also a deal also includes Detroit acquiring Portland's number 36 pick tonight. For the Blazers at number 46, and then you got 2025 second-round pick that Detroit had owed Portland. So there's a little more in terms of draft compensation. But what the deal does, we talked about it with Ryan McDonough, it really frees up Detroit in terms of space. Now, ESPN wrote the Pistons going to have $43 million in salary cap space. You heard McDonough speculate it could be as much as $50 million in terms of what this has done for them in terms of freeing up room for them to go out and get real foxy with it. There's no question about it. And put something next to Cade Cunningham. I like the move. Jeremy Grant has been effective. I mean, 19.2 points, 4.1 rebounds last year, 2.4 assists. He's proven. Also shot 36% from three, 5.4 attempts. So, you know, he's proven he keeps them honest. It's a pretty good deal for a Portland team that has to try to keep Dame happy right now. Right, you got to get something in there that's going to make Dame want to stay, and that's the biggest issue for them. So Jeremy Grant, again, a proven guy. It's good for Portland. For Detroit, you wonder what they can do now with all that cap space. Does this mean you go after a guy like DeAndre Ayton, put that offer sheet out there, DeAndre a restricted free agent, see what you can do there. Maybe mess it up for Phoenix. Maybe they will, but I like the right now I like the direction quite frankly, for both teams. It's not sexy for Detroit because what you get, frankly, right. in return is cap space.
That's it.
But it's going to pay off down the road.
They're
going to
use it well.
And Jerami Grant right now was not getting Detroit where they needed to go. So, again, you might not like the return. This, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Dylan Brooks. We've been talking a lot about getting a better player or an upgrade. And if you can't, maybe you don't. But a lot of times, it's not necessarily that immediate upgrade. Again, in this case with Jerami Grant, they're not getting anything but that cap space they're going to use later. But you're making a move. Jerami Grant at some point is going to have to get paid.
Yep.
Dylan Brooks at some point is going to have to get paid.
Yep.
So, again, you could be looking at a deal where, you know, this idea where, hey, let's upgrade from Dylan Brooks and go use him to get OG Anunoby. That doesn't always happen, okay? And it may not happen with Dylan Brooks. We'll see what happens. I like the move, frankly, for both sides here, Portland and Detroit.
Well, and again, like this, we have not talked, and why would we, at great length about Detroit. But you got Cade, you got DeAndre Ayton, you got Sadiq Bey. You got Keegan Murray, right? If that's the path they go, mm-hmm. I mean, all of a sudden you've kind of got one of the most exciting young nuclei, however you want to say it, in the league. And it's, you know, it's a better situation than Houston, right? I mean, if we're talking about like bad doldrum type teams, and they got Dwayne Casey, you know, so.
My boy. Former NBA Coach of the Year.
It's actually a pretty good deal overall, if that's the way it goes for them. So we shall see. All right, we'll come back. Yoda's going to join us on the other side. Rashad Phillips, is Jabari going to be the number one pick? He's there in Orlando. Is that the way that's going to go? Are they going to trade down? What do we think is going to happen?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just been getting in my bed. Me and my neighbor on match.
Rashad Phillips can see the future. Got a great draft guide available at sportstalk2319.com. You want to get educated about NBA prospects, you need to get it. We call him Yoda. He joins us now. Yoda, what it do, man?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
All is good in Memphis. So we got a lot to get to today. We'll get into the Grizzlies. We'll get into some Tigers who are hoping to hear their names called tonight. But want to start with sort of the wildness from the morning. Once upon a time, we wake up this morning, Paolo Banchero is the betting favorite to go number one. then Woj reports that the order is going to be Jabari, Chet, Paolo. What do you think is the truth? Is it going to go Jabari, Chet, Paolo? What's the latest?
Yeah, it's kind of flip-flopping, man. My phone's been ringing all morning with both sides as well. I don't think that nobody's sold on a consensus number one pick right now. That's what we're witnessing. Some people in the organization in Orlando want Paolo. Some want Jabari. A few want Chet. So they're a little torn in the offices right now. We'll see how it plays out.
So if I think the scuttlebutt from last night, like the whispers you were hearing, were that Houston loves Paolo and that they are going to move up to number one to get him. But if you're Houston, you know, especially with the tweet from Woj this morning, why would you do that?
Yeah, somebody's smoke screening right now. You know, that's what it is. You know, you look what Orlando is doing. It looks like they are playing a little cat and mouse with Houston because they know that Houston really wants Paolo. And that they're saying, what are you willing to do to move up to one to get him? You know, so it's a little bit of cat and mouse that we're watching here. This is kind of a rare instance. We've never really had this situation before where three guys could go number one. I'm thinking it's going to end up being Jabari going number one regardless. That's kind of how I see it.
And as a player, I mean, are we talking about a guy in Jabari who is going to be a seven-time All-Star? Is that the caliber of player? And in that organization, can he be that?
Yeah, you know, Jabari is a really good player. He reminds me a lot of Sharif Abdul-Rahim when he was in his younger day before the knee injuries, kind of a Rashard Lewis type of player. I don't know if he'll be a seven-time All-Star. I don't see that, but I do see a really good score. But, you know, for me, I like what Paolo brings because he kind of has a little bit, does a little bit of everything. He's kind of like that super glue guy that you look for. It really comes down to preference at the end of the day. Orlando has their work cut out because this could be something we look back in 5 years and say they either made the best decision a franchise has ever made outside of, you know, grabbing Penny and Shaq, or it can be one of the worst situations that they've ever done. So they're in a tricky spot.
What do you envision Yoda Chet Holmgren being? You know, in terms of the position, the level he'll reach, what do you foresee for Chet?
You know, when I look at Chet, obviously he's a very skilled 7'2" guy. But here's the thing: that archetype hasn't had a lot of success in the NBA. Mm-hmm. The 7'2", you know, lanky, skinny, like those guys tend to get injured a lot. And knock on wood for him.
Sure,
but. He reminds me a lot of a healthy Porzingis. When Porzingis is healthy, he's really good, right? He's a 19.8 rebound scorer. He's kind of a difference maker, and I think Chet has a lot of those qualities about him. The thing with Chet is, will he be able to stay healthy? Will he be able to break that archetype curse of the 7'2" lanky player that always has a history of getting hurt?
With Jaden Ivey, Yoda, you know, there'd even been some scuttle. I think Mark Stein had the report over the weekend that the Grizzlies, hey, would love to move up to four, right? Maybe take Jaden Ivey into that Sacramento spot. And we talked about it. Well, Jaden Ivey's drawn Ja Morant comparisons. So my question to you would be, is he going to be more Ja Morant in the league, Yoda, or is he going to be more Dwayne Wade? I've seen a little bit of both. I might feel a little bit different about it if you're going to tell me he's going to end up being Dwayne Wade in terms of the two of them in the backcourt. Forget whether that would work. Which one's he going to be in terms of which way you would lean on Jaden?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. He's not going to be Ja Morant. So we can
– okay.
He's not going to be – nah, he's not going to be that. Nah. I really like – Jaden Ivey, but I think that people need to slow down with the Ja Morant comparison.
Okay, good.
Like, I think we're not. we got to be serious here. Like, Ja's something that we haven't seen in the last 20 years. I don't think Jaden Ivey is that type of athlete or commands that type of attention. But I do think that he's a very, very good player. He reminds me a lot of Victor Oladipo when Victor came out. Now, Victor Oladipo was a number two pick in the draft as well. but he kind of reminds me of that type of caliber of player. I think he's going to be very productive at the NBA level. But when it comes to, like, superstardom, I think we're pushing it a little bit too far as the narrative with him. But I do like him a lot. I would draft him in the top six, no doubt about it.
There were some reports that, you know, the Grizzlies were, you know, thinking about that. So it'll be interesting to see what that does equate to. But to the Grizzlies, having those two first-rounders, we had you on, and you mentioned Jake LaRavia, which is where the Grizzlies, at least in one mock, have, you know, there's one mock that has them selecting Jake LaRavia. Do you think, I guess if you're the Grizzlies, what's the strategy, right? What's the strategy with those two picks? And then you have the second-rounder. What should the strategy be if you're the Grizzlies with a young roster and limited roster spots on a night like this?
Yeah, I think you just go for best player available. You know, you have your core in play there. You've had success. The coaching is great. The development is great. So I don't think you need to try to move up in this draft. And I think you can stay put where you're at and find the best player available and go from there. You always need extra outside shooting. That's why I think LaRavia is a really good pick because he can knock down shots. He's athletic. He can run the floor. He plays really well off the ball. So I think Memphis is really sitting pretty because over the years they've drafted so well over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years that it's not a time to let's push the musical chair button and let's try to move up to 11 and get this player and do that. They're not in that situation. They're in a situation they can sit back. Let's trust our roster. Let's trust our development team. Let's trust our scouts. Take the best player available, and let's continue pushing towards the championship.
Ty or Kennedy Chandler, would you lean Ty because of the size difference there? Yoda, what do you think?
No, not really. I don't think the size plays a factor in either one of those picks. No, I think both of them bring a different dynamic to the game. I think Ty is better off the ball, doesn't really need the ball in his hands. Mm-hmm. Kennedy is more of an on-ball defender, has a little bit of that Tyus Jones type of feel. I think he could develop into a good second unit guard. Ty is more of a combo guard that can, you know, play on and off with it. So you got a different type of dynamic of player there. So you can kind of flip a coin with either one of them. I don't think it's a bad decision on either side.
Who makes the most sense for the Grizzlies if they decide to go that route, right? If they decide to go in it, who knows if they will. They may not. Who is a better fit for what the Grizzlies need today?
Between Chandler and
yeah, Ty.
I would probably lean towards Chandler because you always need a backup guard that can really bring a spark. Like Memphis always needs that spark coming off the bench, and I think Chandler can give them that. He's fast. He's quick. He's a pickpocket. He's great on-ball defender. So I would lean a little bit more towards him.
And then JD Davison, who at one point was mocked as a first rounder, Yoda. Yeah. I'm curious why is he now, or you know, where he's mocked at, which is, you know, late second round. I think ESPN's got him at 48. What are the concerns on JD and what's he end up being?
Yeah, it came to the point where. You know, he struggled playing basketball. And when you watch, you know, college is a slowdown game. It's very strategic. You got to really know how to play basketball to really have success at the college level. And I think, you know, him playing at a smaller high school in a smaller town, he was just so much more athletic and faster than his surroundings. But once you got to college, that playing field evens up, and now you got to start learning how to go off ball screens, the X's and O's, and that's where the challenge was at with him. And he's still trying to learn how to be a basketball player opposed to just being a great athlete. So I think that's the concerns that NBA teams have about him.
We're talking to Rashad Phillips here on the show. We call him Yoda. Going to take you a little bit away from the draft here and ask you about a young man that we know very well in Memphis, Amani Bates. There have been some whispers here the last couple of days that perhaps as someone who has not yet made a commitment, though, in the transfer portal, some whispers that he could be making a return to Memphis. Didn't go well last year, but hey, you know, everybody gets older, everybody learns. What would be your advice to Imani's father, about the next steps of his career?
It's about really putting your head down now. Okay. The lights and all of that and the attention, I think it's time to put that away, right? I think it's really time for you to put your head down, get in the film room, and really bury yourself into the game. I think there was just, you know, a lot of outside distractions. And when you got kids moving too fast, the outside distractions, 9 times out of 10, will win. And I think if he can just, again, put his head down, keep his circle small, mm-hmm. listen to the right people, learn how to be a professional, because being a professional is just more than just going out shooting jumpers and scoring 20 points a game. Learn how to be a professional, and I think if he can continue that repetition over time, his age will catch up, he'll mature more, and then we'll start to see the best of Imani Bates.
Would you advise him to return to Memphis?
Yeah.
Is that because the of Penny, or like what would go into that?
I just think that he was, you know, like, it's like when you're a kid and you may have a bad experience at Disney World the first time, right? That doesn't mean you shouldn't go back. You know, I think you need to go back to Disney World and the experience will be better.
Penny did call at the pro day. He did say this is like Disney World. And who knows Disney World better than Orlando Magic legend Penny Hardaway?
Absolutely.
You know.
Totally agree.
So, yeah, no, I think I'm in favor of it, especially if they don't end up getting this kid, Keyonte Kennedy. If they get him, I think you could be talking about the same problem you ran into last year. But if you don't end up getting him, the kid from UTEP, then I think it makes sense to install him right there, too, and give this thing – run it back, essentially, right, and see if we can find a better result there at the end of the season. Hey, Rashad, appreciate the time,
appreciate
as always, man. Thank
brother.
You.
Thank you, fellas. Talk soon.
Yes, sir. He is Rashad Phillips, draft analyst, friend of the show here. Yeah. When you wish upon a star,
Disney analogy.
Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
It was a bad ride with him at point guard, though.
What was it like, the teacups, bro?
Made me a little nauseous.
What? It was like Space Mountain with Imani at point guard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, you guys are big on the whole...
Disney World?
No. If no Keyonte Kennedy.
Yeah.
The question is this more, because the streets are so heavy on this, is this more a sign that they're not getting Keyonte? Then, of course, you feel a little bit different about it. You got Keyonte, there's no reason to have Imani Bates.
Agreed.
No reason. I
think the two things are related, you know? You don't need Imani Bates back until you need Imani Bates back. Because, like, you're running out of options, right, at this point, in terms of – because you got to start somebody.
But he's also sitting there for a reason. Like, you don't have to go back. You did close that door at
he's not sitting there. He's not sitting there because of his ability. He's sitting there because of the accessories that come with Imani.
And nobody knows it better than you. And you think, who do you think's changed? Imani? You think Elgin Bates has changed?
Well, I mean, I think
in terms of demands? No, I don't think it's changed. It's how much closer you are to next year's draft.
Look, so much of this is just being able to talk yourself into certain things. You can talk yourself into the fact that you were playing at a position last year, that it was crowded, that it was a bad dynamic. You could say, look, come back this year, we're going to be starting two, we're going to be in our natural position. Everything's very much set. Kendrick Davis is a huge upgrade at point. Got it, more experienced guys. You're not going to have that fracture in the locker room.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, I mean, that's what you're talking yourself into if you're in favor of that move, right? That's what you would be doing.
Yeah, well, my question would be, what happens the first 4 or 5 games when Imani's averaging 8.6?
Why does he have to do that, bro? Why you?
Because Kendrick and Akot and DeAndre are leading the way.
Well, look,
that's the problem.
Look, doesn't
Imani
need
to show first round draft pick
that he can, fall in line?
Of course he's going to want to show it. Look, it's easy, right? No, now you're with Yoda.
What he said is easy to say. Hey, it's time to just grind. Forget the lights. Put your nose. Yeah, that's real easy to say. And it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Now, whether a guy like Imani is going to do that when he's had everything tailored for you, I'll be honest with you. I feel like Elgin's probably in many ways ruined him in the sense that you tailor-made everything for him. Mm-hmm. You took all the adversity and the difficulty out of it. You went and put him in his own school, basically, put everything around him with the Bates fundamentals instead of dropping your kid into certain situations where he's got to adjust. You adjusted everything around him, made it easy. So then when you put him in a situation like Memphis, he's got to actually adjust. It's tough for a kid like that.
Yeah.
I don't blame Imani at all. It's sort of the way this has all been brought up and them buying into, oh, he's a can't-miss prospect. Seemed like, you know, some of the development you're still trying to do with somebody, it's stopped. So, again, I don't want to be, you know, having to go back into that, hey, let's start over, let's try it again, let's see where you're at now when you've got a camp that believes it should be a first-round draft pick. And quite frankly, John probably won't come anywhere near close to touching it, but it's going to feel pressure.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, folks. Orlando has made a trade. Orlando has traded with the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not kidding. According to Woj right now, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired Orlando's pick at number 35 for a future second-round pick and cash. This is...
Y'all know what to do, whether it's a zoo animal or you messing around with a later pick.
What?
Y'all love
that. That was a huge trade.
Yeah, y'all, yeah.
You over there thinking that LeBron got up to number one, bro? Come on,
no,
man.
I
got
wasn't.
Your ass.
You saw me. That's why you had to say, this is serious. When nobody believing a word out your mouth.
That trade did happen,
with
bro.
The tone that you,
that trade did happen.
Yeah, but your tone was, it was much more serious, a much more major trade. It's not.
35. That's a, you can get a good player at 35. LeBron working.
They need all the rookie contracts they can get.
the folks gave it up for second round pick and cash. Like, all right, y'all can have it, man. Y'all need some help over there. Get Minot. Draft Minot.
They just
got to
get some bodies over there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they can't pay him, so you got to get rookies. You got to load up on your rookies. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. Before we get to Jeff, look, a lot of draft hopefuls tonight. As we know, and how do they get to this stage? By putting in the work, putting in the hours, staying hungry. They devour. And doing that at a place where technology can make you better. And that same technology that Steph and Clay and some of the best shooters in the league use is right here in Memphis. It's called Shoot 360. Summer is in full swing. So you're looking for things for your young ones to do, your tots who are getting serious about the game. This is the perfect place to take them. They're going to absolutely love it. They're going to be pulling on your pant leg. Take me to Shoot 360. Take me to Shoot 360 every single day. They're going to get better at their jumper. They're going to get better at their passing, their dribbling. If you have a kid in the house that loves basketball, wants to get better at it, Shoot 360 is the place to go.
Really, elementary school, middle school-aged, high school-aged, they've got the perfect program for whatever the age of your child, boy or girl, is. And, again, they make it super affordable. I'm here to tell you, as a dad, you might think all this state-of-the-art training out in Kyrieville is going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's not. You can do a one-year commitment, have those 12 months as low as $130 a month. You're not going to beat that. That's what I pay for Chris's 8 martial arts classes. Thing is, that's 1 hour a class. That's 8 hours a month. You're getting unlimited access on that $130 a month out, again, to the state-of-the-art training equipment, the development coaches. They got the weight training. They'll put the program together, the perfect program together, for your child, boy or girl, again, to get better. And if you just want to burn off a little steam, right, for the kiddies, they've got the 8-foot goals as well. Just go have a little fun. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future, as we like to say, is right now at Shoot 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Kyrville.
It's a privilege to be able to tell the story of the Wing Guru, isn't it?
Really is.
It's right. And look, one of the things that Jason and I pride ourselves on is every product that we are privileged enough to talk about, that people trust us to talk about, we consume or use, right? And that is especially true with the Wing Guru, because we have been rolling with the Wing Guru for, what, 6 years since that first shop opened up on Mount Moriah? Mm-hmm. Still going strong. The wings are the best in town. A lot of people asked me, had somebody text me 2-3 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, Jason, they said, what's your go-to order at the Wing Guru? What's the patty order? It's the garlic sriracha, the boneless. Granted, I mean, I can do the bone if you want me to, but my first choice is going to be the garlic sriracha boneless. You will not be sorry, but there's all kinds of other exotic flavors to pick from. Nobody's doing it like the Wing Guru. Get over there for lunch today.
Some people tell you it's less work when you go boneless, especially Billy's boneless. They're fantastic. But whatever it is, party hole wings, boneless, you're going to absolutely love them. And everyone has for these 6 years. John's right, man. It feels like just yesterday we were opening up the first store, 5699 Mount Moriah. And here you are now. Billy's got locations, Bartlett, Kyrville, Millington, Nashville. They opened up this month. The Summer Avenue Food Hub, Midtowners and Downtowners, they got you there too. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or have it delivered by DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub. It's the best chicken in the world. Forget Memphis. In the world. Got to try something for yourself. When you see Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
So just an update on the on the Jabari Smith saga here. FanDuel got him at -290. So 480, 290.
Still moving.
Back and forth we go.
Don't just settle on in there.
It feels like the only way that he's not the first pick, though, is if there's a deal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's basically what you're talking about here, is if can the Magic convince the Rockets,
extract assets from the Rockets,
that Oklahoma City's going to take Paolo? Is that what you're trying to do here? And Paolo has not been linked to Oklahoma City by anybody publicly?
Right.
So it feels like to me it'd be a stupid trade for Houston to make, I'll be honest, right? Because here's the thing about the whole smoke screen. The smoke screen would be Woj saying the Orlando Magic have targeted Paolo, right? Or that the Oklahoma City Thunder have their eyes on Paolo.
Yeah.
That would be the more effective
considering
one.
Options other than Smith.
Right. Because, Jabari's been the favorite for a long time. He's worked out for them. He's been the number one pick, mm-hmm. Consensus for a long time.
No, I feel you. That would be a more smoke screen.
What would incentivize me if I'm Houston Rockets?
Else.
Right. Because if not, I know, the Celtics trade, right? The famous Celtics trade, Markelle Fultz and Jason Tatum.
Tatum.
I don't remember the particulars of that deal. I don't remember, who thought what. But obviously, the 76ers were compelled to trade up and get Markelle Fultz. And it was a damning and a dooming decision.
Well,
and
Angel tell you he always believed that Tatum was the best player in the draft.
Right, right. So that he was perfectly content. That's what people are, and I think that was 1-3 there as well. So that's what people are sort of like historically comparing this to. We'll see mm-hmm. if it ultimately, but that's what it's going to come down to is can Orlando convince Houston to, hey, give us something else and we'll trade down? Because, it's going to take Houston believing Oklahoma City wants Paolo, and it's going to take Orlando believing Oklahoma City will not be taking Paolo for that to happen.
Yeah.
So.
I think there'll be less drama here and more with our own team locally, the Grizzlies, and how high they can get up to, hopefully. Don't you think?
Yes.
Like, it's going to go 1-2-3, just like Woj has reported, Jabari, Chet, Paolo, and then ultimately, yeah, you'll hopefully have some drama before then, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.